The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Kenny? He sure can.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey,
whiskey's in another Kenny Rogers song."
So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play
everybody
right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. You gotta know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done."
Yeah. All right.
Every
hey, look at that. Into another key he goes again.
To surviving, knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep.
You know why? I'll tell you something. Every hand's a winner, and every freaking hand's a loser. You're going to get that through your hand. You're going to get to the... All right, that's enough of Kenny. That's enough of Kenny. Oh, we're upsetting somebody. Good. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Well, I'm picking you up so good on my radio down here tonight.
Well, don't drop me.
And
well, you know, hey, I said don't drop me.
Every time Kenny Rogers comes on, I think I must have got the wrong station.
Kenny Rogers, why? Why do you think it's the wrong station?
Well, that's not your music.
I know. Isn't it great? Isn't it great?
No, actually, it's not. Halloween is next week, you know.
Yeah. You know, every gambler knows that the secret to surviving, and this is something you two ought to know as you try to survive out there in South Dakota, mm-hmm. is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you a little something. Maybe Fred's told you this before, perhaps late in the evening during romance. Every hand's a winner. And every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep with lots of money like Warren Buffett.
You know, I hope tomorrow night's better.
I don't. I'm hoping to torpedo my career this week and get out and go back to doing what I loved, which was delivering Highland Villagers. All right. Thank you, man. Sarah's bored? Good. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
I'm sitting here controlling the lights while my husband sands drywall, and we were listening to you, and I said I'm bored, so he said go call Tommy and talk about politics.
Now calling in, it is Undertaker Fred.
Oh, forgot to bring him up.
Kenny Rogers is all right on that gambler, and that was a good one. And that one with the
Fred Fine.
That gambling one on the train that time, that was a good one too. With
they're the same song, Fred.
No, that wasn't the same.
Yeah,
song. This was a different.
The one on the train is the gambler one.
No, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the other one. Yeah. With,
you're half in the bag. What's on your mind?
But, well, I for one thing, we're going to sing happy birthday to a guy there tonight.
Who?
Happens to be Jeremy's birthday.
Kodiak, it's your birthday tonight.
Yeah.
The son of a gun.
But first of all, I want to mention I met a gal or a woman today at the Williston Club where we have arthritis swimming deal. And
arthritis swimming?
Yeah.
That replace Bible study at Arby's?
This is a swimming deal. I have a multitudinous activities, Tommy. But this is one where I got to talk and
arthritis
to her about,
what?
For arthritis, if you got a little arthritis.
Do you go to prostate workshops?
Well, no, I don't bother with them anymore. I got that radiated, so I'm through with that one.
Well, it's none of my business, but how's the late night romping there? What with the prostate work there?
Well, I'm not going to talk any about late night romping. I'm going to talk about. I talked to this woman about Buckman.
Late night romping?
About Buckman, isn't that where
Buckman.
Isn't that the city you come from?
Well, I don't come from there. I'm born and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, but I mean
part of the Western Wilderness, E Pluribus Unum, huh?
But some of your forebears are from Buck. What is it? Buckman
four bears? There were only three, Fred.
Yeah. Well, your dad, he was out there, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he wasn't a bear. He was bullish.
What did your dad do out there?
He was a cop.
He was a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this gal, she knew one Miskey had a hardware store, and one was a farmer, and I don't know if she knew your dad at all or not. But
one was a baker.
I told her to call you tonight.
One was a butcher.
One was a butcher. Butcher, yeah. Baker, no candlestick maker.
Oh, Fred, I don't mean that kind of butcher. I meant he killed and maimed quite a few people in that area.
Yeah.
Do you have a song?
Yeah, we're going to sing Happy Birthday to
Jeremy.
Yeah, to Kodiak.
Is it your birthday, Kodiak?
But before... I'll give you the one, the short one here, Tommy.
All right.
Harrigan. You ever hear about Harrigan?
Oh, Harrigan, the Begin Again.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan.
Gilligan.
Once I was bald-headed, now I got Harrigan. Harrigan, that's me. Now, happy birthday to Jeremy, okay?
All right, wait a minute. I got to get my... All right, ready.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jeremy. Happy birthday to you.
May you have many more birthdays. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Go to Yak.
God bless and
God
have
bless.
Many more. Thank you,
Thank
Tommy.
You. Thank you. God bless you, you little... Vixen. What do we have here? Researchers say they have shown for the first time how learning makes physical changes in the brain. Rats trained to do a simple task using one paw to dig a food pellet out of a box had permanent brain changes that could be measured with electrical currents, according to a team from Brown University. It's a simple experiment, they say, a simple idea, and it worked. The scientists put the animal in a box, okay? And in this box, there was a small box with a hole. And the animal had to learn how to reach into the hole with the right forepaw. And these scientists trained this mouse to do that for 5 days. And the mice got better at it. And after 5 days, they removed their brains. And they saw the changes on the brain. So they train these mice for 5 days, and their reward, they yank their little brains. I trained the animal for 5 days and then ripped its brain from its head. Tough to be a mouse, you know. Most people read this, they think about the interesting little experiment. Why do I think about the mouse? Because it's an odd thing to have happen after a training session. When you go to dog obedience school and it's successful, what happens? Do you rip the brain out of your little doggy's head? Nope. But that's what we do to mice. Mm-hmm. Researchers say they have shown for the first time how learning makes actual physical changes in the brain. The brain changes shape. They trained this mouse for 5 days to put his forepaw in this little hole in a box, and then they ripped out his little brain out of his noggin, and they saw it had changed. What they taught him was right there on the brain, it had changed shape. Mm-hmm. First they train ya, then they de-brain ya. Complain, but what do you gain? That's a crying shame that we mice are tame. It's simply atrocious that we're not ferocious, because I'd love to take my fist to every scientist and de-brain them with a twist to my wrist. See how they feel. See if they squeal. See if they repent after my little experiment. I'm feeling deranged. I'll make a brain change. I'll show a shape shift. Leave a scientist miffed We've seen exploitation. Your turn for mutilation. It's gonna get gory in the laboratory. Look out! Look out, you little son of a bitch. I'm gonna fix your little wagon. First they train you, then they brain you. Complain, complain, but what do you gain? That's a crying shame that we mice are so tame. It's simply atrocious that we're not ferocious. Because I tell you, we'd get even. We'd get even. Huh? Oh. The metered ramps subject, yes. I don't think enough has been said about that. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Miss talking to you.
Well, I miss you. I miss you calling. And you know what I miss mostly?
What do you miss?
I miss the little way that the moon shines on your face at night when you sleep.
Really? Well, so what do you think about shutting these metered ramps off?
The sun on your pillow, the rain out your window, the way you look at me, is it like before? Huh? What do I think about metered ramps?
Yeah.
I am not a freeway guy. I pretty much stick to alleys. Don't know much about freeways. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could just love you, what a wonderful world it would be. Let me tell you a little something, Paul.
Tell me.
I don't really ever have to deal with meters, ramps, freeways, fast driving, older women, younger horses, more money, and lots of whiskey. I am pretty much a back alley man.
What a life you live.
Yeah.
You know, had I just gone to school with you, I think my life would have turned out so different.
Had you gone to school with me, you'd be dead right now. You know how many people I took out during my days?
Where'd you put them?
Oh, I put them in a bog in northern Minnesota where we put all the malcontents and miscreants. And
yeah, but I could just imagine you in music class.
You know, I never took a music class.
My goodness.
It just ruins you. You know, have you come out of there and you never go back. Never go back. A little bit of music humor there.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.